弟兄姐妹们平安
Peace to brothers and sisters.
非常高兴这一阵子我们一起读了约翰福音
We're so glad that we have been reading the book of John together these days.
是非常宝贵的一卷书
It is indeed a very precious book.
我们一起来总结交通我们先看一下著者
Now I would like to do a summary of the book. First of all, let us look at the author.
我们知道写这本书的作者呢，他是使徒约翰。
We all know it's written by John the Apostle.
但是使徒约翰呢，他在这卷书的里面，他刻意的隐藏自己的身份。
But many times you can see that he hides his own identity throughout the book.
他用那门徒。
Many times he referred to himself as that disciple
或者主所爱的那门徒
or the disciple loved by Jesus
或者讲到说西皮泰的儿子来称呼他自己
or call himself the son of Zebedee's
使徒约翰呢他是西皮泰的儿子
and John the apostle is the son of Zebedee
他的哥哥是雅各
his brother was James
他的母亲是萨罗米
and his mother is Shulamit
他曾经是施洗约翰的门徒。
He was the disciples of John the Baptist.
后来蒙召他来跟随了耶稣。
Then he was called by the Lord and he began to follow Jesus.
施洗约翰在那里呼喊看啊神的羔羊。
When John the Baptist said, Behold the Lamb of God.
他就来跟随了耶稣。
And then John decided to follow Jesus.
他从前的名字有称为是半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
He also had another name, it's called Boanerges, which means the son of thunder.
可以说他过去有非常火爆的性情。
That tells us that he had a very ill temper before.
但是主一路的改变他，最后成了一位爱的使徒。
But the Lord continually changed him. He became an apostle of love.
他常住在以弗所。
He lived for a long time in the city of Ephesus.
在罗马的暴君多米田的那个时候呢，他从以弗所被充军到拔摩海岛。
When during the ruling of the emperor Domitian, he was exiled to the Patmos island.
他在那里看见了荣耀的异象。
Where he saw the glorious vision of the Lord.
他写了启示录。
And he wrote the book of Revelation.
就是圣经的最后一卷书。
Which is the very last book in the Bible.
我们看一下约翰的执事。
And let's take a look at the ministry of John.
彼得他在蒙召的时候呢他正在打鱼
When Peter was called by the Lord, he was fishing.
那约翰他蒙召的时候呢他是正在捕网
But when John was called, he was actually mending the fish net.
我们从彼得他的一生他成为得人的渔夫
Look at the life of Peter. He became a fisher of men.
他一传福音几千个人信主
When he preached the gospel thousands would be saved
所以他带进了许许多多的人蒙恩得救
So he brought many people into the kingdom of God and be saved
而约翰呢他是捕了属灵的网
And John his ministry was mending the spiritual net
他的修补的职事是一个生命的修补职事
His mending ministry was a ministry that repaired and mended life
他修补教会的破口
He mends or he repairs the breakage of church.
还有防止异端来渗透
Preventing the cult from seeping in.
那第二个大段呢我们一起来看一下约翰福音它有好些的特点
And the second part I want to look at in the summary is the many characteristics of this book.
我们知道四卷福音书都是讲到主耶稣
We all know four gospels.Speak of the Lord Jesus.
那前三卷，我们叫马太、马可、路加三卷福音书。
The first three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
一般称作叫做对观福音或者福类福音。
And usually people refer to these three Gospels as synoptic Gospels.
那他们是类似的。
Because they are very similar.
他们重在记载主耶稣在地上所行的这些史历史的记载。
Focusing on the factual recording of what Jesus did on earth.
他的工作，他的职事。
His work, his ministries.
那约翰福音很特殊。
But the gospel according to John is very special.
他特别注重主耶稣基督呢，他神儿子的身份。
Because it specifically focusing on the position of Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of Man.
讲到他的所事。
Who he is.
那他重在对于主的启示。
And focused on the revelation of the Lord himself.
所以前三卷福音书他比较从人子的角度呢来描写主。
Therefore, in the first three Gospels, and they try to describe the Lord from the Son of Man.
那约翰福音呢是从神儿子的角度来记载主耶稣。
Yet the Gospel according to John is actually describing Jesus from the role of the Son of God.
这是约翰福音的特点。
And that is one of the very special characteristics of the book according to John.
那第二个特点我们看到约翰福音它特别重在生命。
Secondly,This book emphasizes life.
它启示生命是在基督里面。
It reveals to us that life is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
一章四节讲到生命在他里头。
For example, John chapter 1 verse 4 says, life was in him.
十章十节讲到说他来了是要叫人得生命。
And John chapter 10 verse 10 says,When he comes, he wants to give life to man.
然后让我们知道说他自己就是生命。
And also in chapter 11 says, he himself is life.
那除了这个以外，他让我们知道基督他是生命的粮。
In addition, the whole gospel showed it to us that Jesus Christ is the bread of life.
他是生命的活水。
The water of life.
他赐生命给人。
He gives life to man.
这是约翰福音的一个非常重要的特点。
This is another very important characteristic of the book of John.
那第三个特点呢，我们看到他讲到生命，但是生命呢是很抽象的。
And third characteristic of the book is that, you know, when you talk about life, which is very abstract.
是有时候深奥，是难懂的。
It's quite mysterious and very hard to understand.
所以用人平常的语言是不容易来表达。
Therefore, it's very hard to describe with our own words.
所以呢，约翰福音呢，几乎每一章呢，它都有一些图像。
And therefore, it used many charts or images throughout the book of John.
在第一章，它有画，或者是道，有光，有帐幕，有羔羊，有天梯。
In the first chapter, it used the description or image of the word, light, tent, lamp, or the ladder to heaven.
那第二章它有六口的石缸，有酒，有电，有富的家。
And the second chapter says there mentioned there are six jars of stone.And also their wine, their temple, and the house of the Father.
第三章有杆子上的蛇。
The third chapter talks about the serpent.
第四章讲到雅各的井，还有活水。
And the fourth chapter talks about Jacob's well and the living water.
第六章有饼，还有鱼。
The sixth chapter, it describes the bread and the fish.
第七章有活水的江河。
Seventh chapter, there is the river of the living water.
第九章有唾沫和泥。
Chapter 9, it talks about saliva and the mud.
第十章有门，有羊圈，有羊群，有草场，还有讲到牧人。
And chapter 10 talks about the gate, the sheep pen, and also flock, the pasture, and the shepherd.
第十二章有一粒麦子。
And chapter 12 talks about that kernel of wheat.
第十三章洗脚。
Chapter 13 describes the feet washing.
第十五章有葡萄树，还有枝子。
And the 15th chapter talks about the vine and the branches.
第十六章有生产的妇人和孩子。
16 talks about the woman which was about to give birth and the child.
第十九章有骨头、血，还有水。
Chapter 19 talks about the bone, blood, and water.
20章有气，向他们吹了一口气。
Chapter 20, that he breathed out a breath of life.
21章有羊，有小羊。
21, that there is a recording about lamb and sheep.
约翰福音呢，他用不同的图像表征属灵的事物。
Therefore, throughout the book of Gospel according to John, there are many images that has spiritual meaning or symbols.
让我们认识生命还有建造这些非常深奥的事。
In order to help us understand the deep and mysterious things concerning life and building up.
那第四个特点我们看到约翰福音它的骨干呢有七个公开的神迹。
And the fourth characteristic of the book of John is the seven open signs.
那这些神迹或者叫做兆头都是要显明耶稣就是神。
And these seven miracles, or we say seven signs, serve the purpose to manifest Jesus is God himself.
我们看到在迦拿的婚宴，他将水变为酒。
For example, the wedding at Canaan, he turned water into wine.
这是原福音的第二章。
This is in John chapter 2.
然后第四章他讲到治好大臣的儿子。
And in John chapter 4, it talks about how he healed the son of the royal officer.
到第五章他治好在毕士大池子旁边那一个瘫子。
And then in chapter 5 talks about he healed that disabled man by the Bethesda pool.
在第九章他治好生来瞎眼的人。
And in chapter 9 he healed the man who was born blind.
十一章叫拉撒路从死里复活。
And chapter 11 he talked about he raised Lazarus from the dead.
所以每一个神迹或者兆头都启示主他是谁。
Every miracle or sign reveals to us who Jesus is.
显明他就是神。
To manifest that he indeed is the Son of God.
那除了这七个公开的神迹以外呢，在主耶稣复活以后，他为了挽回门徒，又行了三个神迹。
Other than the seven miracles we just described, after Jesus' resurrection, he performed another three miracles so that he can restore the disciples.
彼得他说我打鱼去。
Peter says, I'm go fishing.
另外六个门徒就跟着他一起去打鱼。
And six other disciples followed him.
你知道他们都是很有经验的老渔夫。
They were great and experienced fishermen.
他们知道在晚上出去。
And they knew in order to go fishing, you do it at night.
他们开到水深的地方。
And they rowed their boat to the deep.
但他们整夜都打不着。
However, they got nothing throughout the whole night.
这是一个神迹。
That was a miracle by itself.
等到天将亮的时候。
And when the daylight was about to come.
船开进了，快到岸了。
And they took their boat back when they were close to the shore.
主告诉他们要撒网在船的右边。
And the Lord says, cast your net to the right of the boat.
他们顺服，他们就撒下去。
They obeyed and they cast the net.
其实这个时间是不合适的，这个地点是不合适的。
And realistically speaking, that wasn't the most ideal time or place to do that.
但是很奇妙，他们捕了一网的鱼153条。
But marvelously, they ended up catching 153 big fish.
这是一个神迹。
That was a miracle again.
然后主让他们上岸。
And the Lord invited them to come to the shore.
主预备了鱼和饼。
Where he prepared for them the fish and the bread.
这是一个大的神迹。
That's another big miracle.
主自己没有去打鱼。
Because Jesus didn't go fishing.
他预备好了，让他们认识到说，只有主他自己呢，成为他们的供应。
Yet he was there preparing for them to eat.To show to them that Jesus is the only one who can be their provision.
主是他们的满足。
And he is the only one that can be their satisfaction.
我们知道已过路上有这么多爱的神迹，多方的眷顾。
And we know through our life's journey, looking back, there are so many wonderful loving miracles of Jesus.
让我们知道有主够了。
To prove to us or to teach us that,Having the Lord Himself is more than sufficient.
无论在什么环境，我们能够因信心安，能够赞美主的道路。
It doesn't matter in what kind of circumstances, we can have rest and peace through faith and praise Him for our journey.
感谢主。第三个段落，我们一起看一下要节。
And the third section of the summary is the key verses.
要节就是整个约翰福音非常关键的经节。
And these are very critical verses in the book of John.
一章十二节。
First one is in John 1:12.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
我们知道约翰福音一开始就讲太初有道，道与神同在。
And we all know the book of John start by saying in the beginning there was a word and the word was with God.
到了第十四节。
And when it comes to 14th verse,
他讲到说道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
says the word became flesh and made his dwelling among men.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
三章十六节可以说是整卷圣经的一个缩影。
And John 3:16 is the fourth sign or the shadow of the entire Bible.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God so loved the world, and he has given them his one and only Son. He who believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life.
第四个段落我们看一下要字，就是关键的这些字。
And the fourth section of the summary is to look at a few key words.
父有118次。
For example, the Father was mentioned over 118 times.
相信的相信，信字有100次。
Believe has been said 100 times.
世界有78次。
The word world was mentioned 78 times.
爱有45次。
The word love was mentioned 45 times.
见证47次。
Testimony 47 times.
生命37次。
Life 37 times.
光24次。
Light 24 times.
许多时候在圣经当中你读它出现次数最多的。
Many times, if the word appears very many times,
它很多时候它是相当重要的关键的字或者是词。
Very often, it is a very important word or phrase.
好，第五个我们看到主旨要义。
And the fifth section of the summary is the theme.
使徒约翰呢是在第一个世纪末，他写了这第四卷福音书。
And John the Apostle wrote the book of John towards the end of the first century.
因为我们知道当时候教会中已经有不同的异端在那里兴起了。
The reason why he had to write this because during that time within the church itself, many cults had arisen.
特别我们知道有一个叫做诺斯底主义。
And especially a special group people noticed.
有一些人他们怀疑主的神格。
Who had doubt about the Godhead of the Lord.
也有一些呢，他们不承认主是在肉身里面来的。
Also, there was another group of people denied the fact that Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
那约翰福音呢，他将这个主旨要义，他非常清楚地表明出来，在二十章三十一节。
And in the 20th chapter, verse 31, the book of John very clearly states.
他说但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
To record these things so that you may know, or I mean you may believe that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God.
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
And also by believing in him, you can have life through his name.
约翰福音是叫我们相信基督是从天降下仍旧在天的奥秘神子。
Gospel according to John is enabled to believe Christ is the mysterious Son of God who came from heaven, remained on earth, but still remained in heaven.
他的根源呢，远远自太初。
His root was from the beginning.
他的本质就是神的自己。
His very nature is God himself.
我们只要相信他的名
All we need to do is to believe in his name.
我们可以得着属神的生命
So that we can receive the life of God.
这个生命带着神本性一切的丰满
And this very life is full of the abundance of God's true nature.
叫所有信的人从他的丰满里面呢我们都有领受而且是恩上加恩
Through faith, we can receive from this abundance.Also, it's the grace upon grace.
到最后能够达到一个丰满的境地。
And ultimately, we can reach the climax, the realm of fullness.
我们知道约翰福音特别重在生命，也重在建造。
And also, the book of John not only emphasizes on life, but also construction or building up of the body.
那最后他得着神的儿女，得着教会，成为那个见证。
Therefore, God can obtain all his children to become the testimony of his church.
第六个我们讲到分段。
The sixth section of the summary is outline.
那约翰福音呢，我们 一般也可以看成分成两个大的段落。
And you can divide the book of John into to two big sections.
那第一个大段包括头前面的十二章。
The first section encompasses the first 12 chapters.
他讲到主耶稣道成肉身而来。
It talks about how Jesus was the Word that became flesh.
他是站在人的身位上。人的地位上来彰显神
and that he manifests God through the position of a man
他是真神他又是真人
he is that true God also he's that real man
虽然人没有见过神
even though they have not seen God at that time
但是借着成为肉身神的独生子将这位神呢向人表明出来
through the only begotten of son who was the word became fleshWe're able to understand him.
所以约翰福音一章十八节说，从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
That's why in John 1:18 it says, No one has ever seen God. Only the only begotten Son in the bosom of the Father has manifested him.
那独生子呢，也可以翻译作独生神，耶稣基督他就是神。
And in this very verse 18 of chapter 1,The phrase, the only begotten son, can also be translated as the only begotten God.
所以在第一个大段一到十二章呢，我们可以稍微看一下它的序言，就是讲到神儿子的道成肉身。
And you can tell all the details of the outline from chapter 1. For example, the introduction is chapter 1, verse 1 to 18, talks about he was the son of God, the word became flesh.
然后呢，第二个段落呢讲到施洗约翰还有他门徒们的见证
and followed by talk about John the Baptist and the testimony of his disciples
然后下面我们看到二章一节到十一章的五十七节神儿子公开的工作
and from chapter 2 to all the way to chapter 11 verse 57 it talk about the work of his open ministry
所以我们看见他取代了犹太的制度
for examplehe took the place of the Jewish system
那他也取代了犹太的节日
he also took the place of all the festival of Jewish
他在安息日医治人
for example Sabbath he healed people on Sabbath
在逾越节的时候显明他是生命的粮
in Passover he revealed to the crowd that he is the life of bread of life
在祝棚节的时候显明他是活水他是世界的光
In the festival of the tents he revealed to the crowd that he is the living water and the light of the world
在修殿节显明他是好牧人
And in the very festival of Sukkot he revealed to them that he is the good shepherd
我们也看到预示主的死还有他的复活
Also it shows us a forecast about that his death andresurrection
在公开的场合那我们看到在这一段的里面呢到十二章主在那里跟大家有交通
and in public places he fellowship with people from chapter 2 to 11
那从后面第二个大段呢是后面的九章
and from the 13 and on it's the second section
是十三章到第二十一章
chapter 13 to chapter 21
所以在这一段的里面主说话的对象是转向了神的家
and the object to whom he spoke to was his household the God's household
他不是对着公开的场合在那里讲论
not in a public place to the crowd
那这一段特别讲到主的受死然后呢他又在复活里面回来
and it talks about his death also he's going to return through the resurrection
他的旨意将人带到神的里面
his purpose was to bring people into God
并且为着神的建造他住在人的里面
and also he will dwell within men in order to build them up
约翰福音十四章十六节说我要求父父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师
John 14 and verse 16 says I ask the Father and he will give you a comforter
然后叫他永远与你们同在
to let him be with you forever
十七节说也要住在你们里面
also dwell inside of you
所以这位主他为我们死他为我们复活
Therefore our Lord who died for us and was risen from the dead for us
他说到他去为了要差保惠师来。
He indicated to us that he goes so that the comforter can come.
保惠师来带我们进入一切的真理。
And when the comforter comes, he will lead us into all the truth.
还要与我们永远同在。
And also, he will be with us forever.
他住在我们里面。
Because he lives inside of us.
所以我们看到这是最后第二个大段，好，第九章，不是从十三章到二十一章。
So, the work of the Lord is described in the second part of the book of John from chapter 13 to the end.
好，七个段，第七个段落呢，我们讲到耶稣的启示。
And the seventh point in the summary is the revelation of the Lord Jesus.
因为约翰福音要将这位神的儿子道成肉身，这位神的独生子，把他启示出来。
John had a purpose to reveal to people the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
第一个，我们知道耶稣是神。
He wants people to know that Jesus is God.
我们刚刚已经讲到，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
As we mentioned earlier, in first chapter, verses 1, it says, In the beginning there was Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以道就是神，然后十四节说，道成了肉身。住在我们中间。
And verse 14 says, This word, which was God, became flesh.
所以主来到地上，他在肉身里面把这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
Therefore, the Lord came into the world so that he can manifest to us God.
他是丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理。
And he's full of grace and truth.
约翰讲到说，我们见过他的荣光，这是父独生子的荣光。
And John mentioned that we have seen his glory, exact glory of the Son, the only Son of God.
神的荣光，神的荣耀从耶稣基督彰显出来。
Therefore we knew the glory of the God has been seen through Jesus.
那第二个启示讲到耶稣是神的儿子。
And the second revelation talks about Jesus is the Son of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们可以在自己多去读哈，是默想。那我们看到神爱世人，将他的独生子赐给他们。
And there are many verses about this, and we encourage you to meditate upon them on your own. For example, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world, and he gave his one and only son.
那他讲到说，神所爱的那一个独生儿子啊，神赐给我们，他就是神的儿子。
And he talk about, he has given unto us his only beloved and begotten son. So that proves to us that Jesus is the son of God.
所以一切信他的就不至灭亡，反得永远的生命。
And though all those who believe in him will not perish, but have the everlasting life.
第九章讲到那生来瞎眼的，后来得了医治。
And in chapter 9, it talks about the man who was born blind and was healed.
因为他得了医治，后来他就被赶出去了，从公会被赶出去。
And because he was healed, so he was cast out by the synagogue.
后来主遇见他，问他说，你信神的儿子吗？
And later on, Jesus encountered him, and Jesus asked him, Do you believe in the Son of God?
这个人说，主啊，谁是神的儿子，叫我信他呢？
And the blind man says, Oh Lord, who is the Son of God so that I may believe?
耶稣说，你已经看见他，现在和你说话的就是他。
And Jesus replied by saying, You already saw him, and whoever is speaking to you is him.
所以主不但开他外面的眼睛，也开了他里面的眼睛。
So the Lord not only healed his external eyes, vision, but also opened his inner eyes.
第三个启示讲到耶稣是人子。
And the third revelation in the book is that Jesus is the Son of Man.
在第三章告诉我们说，摩西在旷野怎么样举蛇。
In chapter 3, it talks about how Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness.
人子也必照样被举起来。
In the same manner, the Son of Man will be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都能够得到永生。
So those who believe in him can have eternal life.
主一直站在一个人子的地位。
And the Lord always stood at the position as a man.
在十二章他说，人子得荣耀的时候到了。
And in chapter 12, Jesus said that The time for the Son of Man to be glorified has come.
耶稣是人子。
He referred himself as the Son of Man.
第四个我们看到耶稣是王。
The fourth revelation is that Jesus is the King.
所以在第一章拿单耶就说到你是以色列的王。
That's why Nathaniel in chapter 1 says you are the king of Israel.
在十二章应验旧约的话讲到说锡安的民啊不要惧怕你的王骑着驴驹来了。
In chapter 12, it talks about, oh, the children of Zion, be not afraid, your king has ridden on the donkey.
是讲到他最后进耶路撒冷。
And it described the scene when he entered into the city of Jerusalem.
然后到18章我们看到他受审判。
And then in chapter 18, which described how Jesus was judged.
比拉多问主耶稣你是王吗
?Pilate asked him that, are you the king?
耶稣回答说你说我是王我为此而生也为此来到世间。
Jesus responded by saying, you said I am the king and I was born for this purpose.
主耶稣他是王。
So Jesus is the king.
但他的国度不是属于这世界的。
However, his kingdom does not belong to this world.
十九章比拉多用牌子写了一个名号放在十字架上。
Chapter 19, it talked about there was a signage upon Jesus on the cross.
写的是犹太人的王拿撒勒人耶稣。
Which said, he is the king of Jew, Nazareth Jesus. Jesus the Nazarene.
在那里宣告主耶稣基督是王。
Proclaiming that Jesus is the king.
第五个启示讲到耶稣是基督就是弥赛亚。
And the fifth revelation is that Jesus is Christ the Messiah.
所以我们看到听见耶稣话跟从耶稣那两个人就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈他找着自己哥哥西门对他说我们遇见弥赛亚了。
Therefore in John 1 chapter 1 verse 40 and 41, when Peter's brother Andrew and found Peter and says, we have met Messiah.
然后在第四章主和那个撒玛利亚妇人在那里谈话。
In chapter 4, Jesus had a conversation with a woman by the well.
那是一个最好个人布道的范例。
And that was a perfect example about in-person ministry.
妇人说我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来。
The woman says, I know Messiah, which was also called Christ, is coming.
他来了要将这一切的事都告诉我们。
When he comes, he will reveal everything to us.
耶稣说这和你说话的就是他。
Jesus says, it is he whom you are speaking to.
一下这个妇人眼睛开了。
Suddenly, her eyes were open.
她认识了耶稣是基督是弥赛亚。
Recognizing that Jesus is Christ, the Messiah.
她得着了生命的活水。
And she obtained the water of living life.
她把打水的器具都丢了。
So she let go of her tools.
她到城里去为主做见证。
Instead, she went into the city to testify for Jesus Christ.
第六个方面我们看到启示耶稣是神的羔羊。
The sixth revelation is that Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God.
使徒约翰他看见主就说看啊神的羔羊。
When John the Baptist saw Jesus, he proclaimed, Behold the Lamb of God.
他是神的羔羊他背负世人的罪孽。
He is the Lamb of God who has taken up the sin of the whole world.
当兵丁用枪砸他的肋旁。
And at the end of the book, when the soldier pierced through his side,
有血与水流出来。
Water and blood flowing out.
让我们看到神的羔羊圣洁没有瑕疵在十字架上亲身担当我们的罪。
And help us to see that the Lamb of God took up our sin on the cross for everyone.
他有血和水洗净我们的罪行也洗净我们的罪性。
With his own blood and water, he washes clean our very nature of sin and also our deeds of sin.
第七个让我们看到耶稣是世上的光。
And the seventh revelation is that Jesus is the light of the world.
所以约翰福音让我们知道说那光是真光照亮一切生在世上的人。
And the book of John says that light is the true light enlighten all those who are born in this world.
主对众人讲到我是世界的光。
And Jesus told everyone that I am the light of this world.
他说我来到世上乃是光。
I have come, I am the light.
叫信他的人呢就不在黑暗里。
So that whoever believes in me will no longer be in darkness.
第八个方面我们看到启示出耶稣是好牧人。
The eighth revelation is that Jesus is a good shepherd.
盗贼来偷窃杀害毁坏。
We all know thief comes to steal, to kill and destroy.
但是主耶稣他来了是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
But Jesus, when he comes, he wants to give sheep life.
但他是好牧人，他先要为羊舍命。
And also, he laid down his life for the sheep, so he is a good shepherd.
他舍了他的性命，这个生命呢，才能进到羊的里面。
He had to let go of his life so that this life can enter into the sheep.
然后我们才能得着更丰盛的生命。
Then we, the sheep, can receive abundant life.
第九个启示，耶稣是生命的粮。
And the ninth revelation is that Jesus is the bread of life.
主讲得很清楚，他就是生命的粮。
The Lord said very clearly that I am the bread of life.
我们到主这里来呢，必定不饿。
He who comes to me will no longer be hungry.
信主呢，就永远不渴。
Those who believe in me will no longer thirst.
我们若吃这粮，就必永远活着。
If we eat this bread, we will live forever.
我们可以吃主，我们可以喝主。
We can eat of him, we can drink of him.
第十个启示，基督耶稣呢，他就是道路、真理、生命。
The tenth revelation in the book of John is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
所以主说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
That's why Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Without me, no one can go to the Father.
他也启示，我是复活，我是生命。
He also revealed to us that he is the resurrection and he is life.
第十一个，他启示他是真葡萄树。
And the 11th revelation is that he is the true vine.
这是一个活的生机体。
And this is a very alive organ.
那我们呢，都在树上，我们是枝子。
It's a live organism. We are the branches of the vine.
他告诉我们说，你们要住在主的里面。
He says, abide in me.
主也住在我们的里面。
And also, he abides in me, us.
所以枝子呢，需要藏在或者住在这个葡萄树上。
In order for that to happen, the branches have to abide on the vine.
让我们知道，我们是属于这真葡萄树，我们是在其中的一份的。
We all belong to the true vine. You and I are a part of the vine.
而我们需要住在主里面，主也住在我们里面。
Therefore, we need to abide in him, he abide in us.
第十二个很重要的启示，耶稣是我是。
The 12th revelation is that Jesus is the great I am.
那这个我是就是神的名字。
And this is the name of God.
摩西问神说，你的名字是什么？
When Moses asked God, what is your name?
神回答说，自有永有。
God says, I am that I am.
他就是讲到，我就是那我是的神。
So he is the God that I am.
第八章耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
In chapter 8, Jesus says, once you lift up the Son of Man, you will know that I am.
那我们知道，基督下面是有打点，表示说这里两个字是加上去的，翻译的时候加上去的。
And in the original context says, I am.
所以他的意思说，你们举起人子以后，你们就必知道我是。
Which means, once you lift me up through crucifixion, you will know that I am.
他就是那位我是的神。
That I am the God of I am.
他说，等到事情成就的时候，你们就可以信我是。
And once things are all completed, then you can believe that I am.
那这十二个方面对于耶稣基督的启示在约翰福音里面是非常非常的重要。
So these are 12 very important revelations through the book of John.
弟兄姐妹，我们在读的时候也需要圣灵在我们里面来启示。
When we read the book of John, we really need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us.
不要以为白纸黑字我都读明白了。
Don't think just by reading through the context that you know everything.
多少弟兄姐妹这一生不知道读过多少次约翰福音。
And many of us have read the book of John many times.
但是一次一次圣灵能够再让我们认识他是基督，他是神的儿子。
But every time when we read it,The Holy Spirit help us enhance our understanding and revelation of who Jesus is. He is God and he is Christ.
那第八个段落我们讲到主的讲论。
And the eighth section of the summary is the saying of the Lord.
在约翰福音有非常特别，有十个主耶稣他很重要的教导或者是讲论。
In the book of John, there are 10 saying or say teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在别的福音书里面呢，没有这样子记载主讲一篇那么长的教导或者是一篇信息。
And we don't see similar structure or a teaching in other gospel.
我们看到主他跟尼哥底母他谈重生。
For example,Jesus talked to Nicodemus about born again.
那第二个我们看到他跟撒玛利亚妇人谈到哈，他讲到真的满足，什么是真的敬拜。
Then he talked to the Samaritan woman about the true satisfaction and worship.
第三个五饼二鱼之后呢，他讲到关于生命之粮。
And through the five loaves and two fish, he talked about the bread of life.
第八章他对于淫妇这件事情处理以后呢，他讲到有关生命之光这样的一个真理。
And also when he dealt with the incident regarding the woman who was caught at the action of adultery, he explained to them the light of life.
第五次的讲论他是讲到好牧人。
And then he taught them about the good shepherd.
那他是拉撒路从死里复活以后呢，他是关于复活的讲论还有应许。
And after he raised Lazarus from the dead, he taught them about resurrection and the promise.
第七，我们看到他为门徒洗脚以后，他吩咐他们要彼此相爱，并且给他们新的命令。
After he washed the feet of his disciples, he taught them to love one another as a new command.
那第八个，我们看到说他对于圣灵的应许，还有宝惠师的应许。
Also, he spent time teaching them about the promise of the Holy Spirit.
那第九个，我们看到葡萄树与枝子。
And he taught them about the vine and the branches.
讲到与主联合的这样信息。
Explaining to them the unity with the Lord.
最后第十个，那个分离的祷告或者祭坛旁的祷告。
And the last message he had for his disciples was the prayer by the altar.
所以整个十七章是一个何等宝贵重要的祷告。
Entire chapter 17 was a very, very important prayer.
对不对，我们感谢主啊，约翰福音不是读完了就过去了。
Brothers and sisters, we don't just finish the book and move on.
叫我们一生我们要来追求更多得着主的生命。
But we want to pursue and obtain more of his life.
那更多真的是让他在我们里面来建造。
So that he can build up further within us.
最后我们用史百克弟兄他的 一本书叫做默想约翰福音，那当中的一段话我们来做结束。
At the end, I'd like to conclude with something that Brother Sparks said in his book, Meditating the Book of John.
约翰一贯的主题不仅在他的福音书，就是他的书信和启示录都是耶稣的见证。
And the theme is very consistent throughout all his book, the book written by John, whether it's in Gospel or Revelation or other letters, is the testimony of Jesus.
他讲到记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
He wrote all these things so that you can believe that Christ, Jesus is Christ, the Son of God.
那约翰的书信呢，完全是属于这个音调。
And you can see this tone throughout all his letters.
那并且我们知道启示录中一再用的那句话就是耶稣的见证。
And a phrase has been used repeatedly throughout the book of Revelation, which is the testimony of Jesus.
约翰福音的主题就是耶稣的见证。
And we can say the theme of the gospel according to John is the testimony of Jesus.
什么是耶稣的见证呢？
What is the testimony of Jesus?
约翰所说耶稣的见证是什么呢？
And what is the testimony of Jesus described by John?
就是耶稣自己。
It's nothing else but Jesus himself.
他自己就是这个见证。
He himself is this testimony.
我们知道今天主已经在圣灵里面回来了。
We all know the Lord has returned through the Holy Spirit.
今天圣灵在我们的里面为耶稣基督来做见证。
And in us, This Holy Spirit is testifying Jesus for us.
让我们正知道主就住在我们里面，我们也住在主的里面。
Therefore we know we abide in the Lord and the Lord abides in us.
我们要充满了感谢，我们也带着敬畏的心，主我们来领受神的话语。
And with thankfulness and reverence we receive the word of God.
我们在主面前一起有一点祷告。
Let us pray together.
主我们的心充满了感谢和赞美
Oh Lord, our hearts are full of thankfulness
你借着约翰福音向我们来说话
Because you have spoken to us through the book of John
来启示你自己的宝贵
You have revealed to us your preciousness
你是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命
And you are the good shepherd who laid down his life
你是为我们舍命的主
You are the Lord who laid down the life for us
那一粒麦子落在地里死了
And you are the kernel of wheat that have fallen into the ground and died.
如今结出了许多的籽粒。
And you have produced many, many seeds.
我们因信成为神的儿女。
Through faith, we have become the children of God.
我们得着了永远的生命。
We have received the everlasting life.
并且你告诉我们要得的更丰盛。
And you have told us to receive the even more abundantly.
求主吸引我们。
Oh Lord, just draw us near.
我们渴望得着更丰盛的生命
We long to receive more abundant life
我们渴望你一个一个得着你在我们的中间你建造起神的家
And we, our desire is for you to build us up to have a household of God
让耶稣的见证不只显在我们个人的身上也显在你教会的里面
So the testimony of Jesus is not only seen in your own lifeBut also in your church.
是彰显你自己的荣耀。
Oh Lord, show forth your glory.
我们求主祝福你的话，继续的祝福我们。
Please bless us continuously through your own words.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name,
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，我们总结交通就停在这里。
This concludes our summary for the book of John.
那我们有讲义哈，可能有更多声音。更详细的一些的资料，弟兄姐妹，你们可以大家来交通。
And we have provided you the outline in writing, so through which you can have further meditation or fellowship.
把你们这些日子所领受的，我们一起分享，我们得的更丰盛。
Through our fellowship, we can receive even more abundantly.
神祝福大家。
May God bless everyone. Amen. Amen.